listening to WCNO Palm City.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen, amen. Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and we just want to welcome you in today. And I just want to thank you for joining us. And let's see, I'm just trying to get the microphone set up here. Can everybody hear? No. Interesting. So, okay. All right. So welcome to Hidden Places. We may be having some technical difficulties because, you know, the enemy is always at work to try to destroy and distract from all that the Lord wants to do. But we know that he's already been defeated. So we just decree and declare this day that Jesus is Lord. We declare that God is Lord over all. He's Lord over this program. He's Lord over this radio station. He's Lord over each one of our lives. And we just thank you, Lord. Have your way today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I just want to welcome my co-host, Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our brother, Sean O'Hay.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, excuse me, Deanne should be here in a couple of minutes. And we do have a couple of guests in the studio that are here to talk about an event they have coming up. So we'd like to give them a little bit of time to promote that event. And I think it's something that many of you will be interested in. So I just want to welcome Carol Scott. She is the Area Aglow International President. And for this area here, that covers from Vero Beach down to Boca. So Carol, we just welcome you today. And I would like you to say a little bit about yourself and what you're doing, and then to introduce the guests that we have.
All right. I'm with Aglow International. Our organization goes back 58 years ago. Can you imagine? Four women around a kitchen table sharing the love of Jesus and being filled with the Holy Ghost. And so I'm here. I've been involved with Aglow since 1974 when I got saved. So in and out from state to state. We're in all 50 states. Actually, we're in 170 nations now. Now, only God can do that, as we well know. But our focus is always on Jesus. Jesus, our Savior, our soon-coming King, and the actual the presence of the Lord in our lives. And so that's what we share. You come to our a monthly Aglow meeting or one of our Bible studies, you're going to hear about Jesus and what he's done for you. So it's an exciting ministry, and I every day with Jesus. And so I'm excited about coming here today to announce an area meeting. We have one once a year, and it's going to be a prophetic activation. And recently we heard Lorraine Talamini at one of our GLOW meetings in Boynton Beach. And she was talking about what's in your name. There's a destiny. God has ordained that destiny in your name. And even today, seed. She started talking to him. She said, to have a name like seen, the Lord wants you to be seen and sharing the gospel. And he's already doing that. So that's kind of our introduction to Lorraine's ministry. So I won't take up any more time, but it's called Prophetic Activation. Go for it.
Good morning. We are having a prophetic activation here at the Southeast North GLOW. It's going to be on January 17th from 9 a.m. to 4. And I know you must be wondering, what is a prophetic activation? Mm-hmm. As Carol was saying, a GLOW is all about Jesus. And he has given gifts to all of us. What a prophetic activation is about is, do you want to learn how to recognize and respond to the voice of God? God speaks to all of us. And Prophetic Company believes that everyone can prophesy. You don't have to be a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist, a teacher. Everyone can hear the voice of God. And so at this activation, it's interactive learning. You will hear a little bit of teaching, and then you will be able to participate and actually do the stuff. You will hear the 12 ways that God speaks to us. But in Daniel, you see that we hear him, we see him, we sense him, and we perceive him. And then there are 12 different ways that we do that. So at the prophetic activation, you will learn the many different ways that God speaks, and it's all biblical. It all can be tied to scripture because scripture is our basis, right? So one of the ways that we have dignity, the way a person has the most dignity is to be able to hear what God is saying, to recognize his voice and to respond to it. And that's what this activation is about. And we learn by doing. Like when we hear something, we might retain 10% of it. But when we do it, we retain 50% of it. And when we teach it, we actually retain 90% of it. Prophetic Company was started by Dano and Bethany McCollum. And you can go on the propheticcompany.com website and learn a little more about it. My husband and I took their courses there for 2 years, 9 months long, and we were certified as prophetic trainers. My passion is to teach the body of Christ how to hear the voice of God. That's like one of the most important things. And we were born, as John 10:27 says, you know, God's sheep hear his voice. So I think that's one of the most important things to know, is how to hear the voice. And that is what the prophetic activation is all about. If you want to know more about it, you can go on aglowflorida.com. That's also where you can register. And because it is a long day, there will be breakfast and lunch served. Also, the Bible tells us one of the concepts about prophetic gifts is that many people think you're just, you are born with them. The gifts are given to you before you're born. However, you do need to train and learn how to operate in them effectively. And 1 Timothy 4:7 says, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, having promise for both the present life and the life to come. And that word train is the Greek word gymnazo. Gymnazo. Does it sound familiar? Like, we go to the gym to train our bodies, and we need to go to the spiritual gym to train and learn how to move, how to hear God's voice and respond to it. And so that is what the prophetic activation is all about. I think that people love, you know, my husband and I have a church, and people always, when I mentor them, like one-on-one is my favorite thing to do, but they'll ask you, how? But how do you do that? So people want to know the how, and that's what prophetic activation is all about, is teaching you the how. So I encourage you to come on out, invite someone to come with you. I encourage you to, you know how you sow seed to the church? You sow seed into the kingdom. Sow some seed into your own personal spiritual growth. It's so important. And you will leave this prophetic activation totally on fire and realizing, wow, I've been hearing the voice of God all my life. I just didn't recognize it. We are wired to hear the voice of God. We were created to hear his voice. And he has more thoughts about us than there are sand in the seashores. Can you imagine that? I mean, have you been to the beach? Have you seen how much sand is in the beach? And God has more thoughts for you, for me, for all of us than that. So he loves you, and I think you really should press in and get to that prophetic activation on January 17th, 2026. Start your new year off well.
And yeah, what a great way to go into the new year, as you're saying. You know, there's much of the church that they're scared of the prophetic.
Yeah.
They're very fearful of it. And, you know, you'll just see it time and time again where people are, you know, they're discounting people that operate in the prophetic. And it's, you know, but this is a wonderful way to be introduced to the prophetic. And as you said, that to realize, wow, I have been hearing from God all along.
Yes.
But you're putting words on it in context.
And discounting the prophetic, you would have to discount several chapters out of the book. The first one is, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. You should read that chapter. It talks over and over about prophecy and how it should be judged. And that's one of the things that we believe, that everyone can prophesy, that everyone should be responsible there, and that there you should judge your prophetic words. There is a whole bunch to it. So at that prophetic activation, you get to hear about all that. You know, everyone has accessibility. And just because something's been abused doesn't mean that you should discount it, especially if it's in the Word. It just means that the devil is afraid for you to hear the voice of God. Mm-hmm. He's afraid for you to get direction. You know, prophecy is about telling people how God sees them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily have to be this big word, you know. It could just be telling people how God sees you. It could be saying, did you ever think of doing such and such? Like when you decided to do this radio program, right? I'm sure you got a bunch of confirmations from a bunch of different people that God used, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just a way to communicate with God. And I just think the enemy would want us to have a religious relationship with God rather than a personal one. And a personal one is you get to talk to him. You get to hear his voice, you know. You get to partner with him. That's what prophetic activation is all about.
Amen. And I wished I had known that when I first got saved, you know, because they just said, read your Bible and pray and you'll grow. And, you know, there was no context for anything.
Right.
And we need to speak into other people's lives, you know, when we know the Lord. And to encourage others to find their relationship with Jesus.
Amen. And it's so wonderful to have an encouraging word. I'm just thinking, just yesterday I was in CVS. Young man comes in and he has a pizza shirt on. And I said, I don't know, God just gives me ways to connect with people. And I said to him, where's my pizza? And he says, well, right across the street, you know, you can order a pizza, no problem. And before I knew it, he explains to me that he's the manager of the store. I thought he was, he just had a T-shirt on. I didn't know he was the manager. And so I said, wow, that's wonderful. So you're the big shot, the manager. And I said to him, well, what's your plan? What's your plan? Is this is what you want to do? And he said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I said, well, maybe you can have more than one pizza shop that you'll be a manager. And he's looking at me. And I said to him, it's just the Lord. I said, well, I'm going to pray that you're going to be over 3 pizza places. And he looked at me and I said to him, how many pizza places did you want? He looked at me and he said, 3. I said to him, well, who told me? Jesus. And, you know, I could see the glow of the Lord. But I believe he needed an encouraging word. And God set us up. I was just in CVS, just doing my shopping. And so how easy it is to share just a simple little word.
Praise God. Okay, so on the event, so there is a charge for the event, and it looks like it's $45 per person. And what does that include with the...
That is, we have a continental breakfast, and you will have a lunch, and of course, you're getting the training. That's what it's all about. This is not just a little testimony. You're going to receive a training, and you are going to go out to be able to share what God's given you.
Amen. So this is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's on January 17th at Pine Lake Gardens and Estates Clubhouse.
That's right here in Stuart.
Right in Stuart, okay. And who can people contact for more information?
They probably will go to our website.
Or you can register. Florida.
Oglowflorida.com.
Yeah. Yes, because there they can enter their credit card information. But you can contact me, Carol Scott, 772-214-9742. 772-214-9742.
And one of the things you will be learning is how your name is connected to your destiny.
Amen. I believe that.
Amen. Yeah, well, it sounds like a great, it's going to be a great event. And for those that feel a prophetic call on their life, you know, whether you're a prophet or you're prophetic intercessor or somebody who just leans towards the prophetic, this would be a great way to get your skills honed.
Or someone who just wants to learn how to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
As simple as that.
Amen. And Nanette, do you have any questions or seen?
No. I just, I encourage those that are listening that is very vital to know his voice. And so this is an opportunity for you to go alongside others who have had the experience, have had the evidence and the confirmation of the Lord speaking. And so I encourage more than ever, we need to know his voice and we need to hear his direction so that we know his ways. Amen.
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 You know, the implication and the intention of God's word is that he watches over it to quicken it, hasten it, perform it. His word doesn't return void. And so that's the bottom line, that the word of the Lord comes the pass in everybody's life. And the precept and example of real activation in the prophetic for anybody that's, you know, intimate with God, the meat and potatoes is going to be holiness and revelation knowledge. Very important. and the prophetic is real, and so many people are just kind of rising up out of obscurity, out of the ashes. And so we're very thankful for people like this precious sister here. And this is going to be a great move of the Spirit of God, because it's what God's doing.
Amen. And like you said, Lorraine, what a great way to start off the new year.
Yes. Amen. It's 2026, and we're in a new era. We've never walked this way before, like, really. And it's more important than ever to be able to hear God's voice so you can know, do I turn left? Do I turn right? Should I do this? Should I do that? God is in all of it. He wants to direct us. He wants us to partner with him. You know, I know that, you know, I've been walking with the Lord for 28 years. So we used to say all the time, you know, if you can use anyone, Lord, you can use me. But he's actually saying, I'm not a user, but I am looking for partners. I am looking for partners who want to partner with me to do what I want to do on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, again, if you need any more information about the event, you can call Carol, 772-214-9742, or you can go to aglowflorida.com and register for the event, or you can call to the station here, 772-221-1100, and I can direct you to that information if you need that. So Carol and Lorraine, thank you so much for coming in today, and I think that we do want to have you back, and then we can do the whole hour.
Awesome.
We'll
thank you so much.
We'll spend the whole hour with you, and we'll just see how all the giftings fit in together.
That's Amen. When they operate the best, Amen. When they're all together in synergy.
Amen.
So we're going to go to a song, and then the break, the little announcements during the break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
We've lived in a lie ever since the formula bottle desensitized everything we knew about our problems. And now we're all roaming the land, saying, how did this big lie start? It's time to put our faith in him, 'cause it's gone too far. Oh, I believe he died for me and for everyone. Anything can be achieved when you count on God. Who's gonna take the lead by putting the life on the line? Who's gonna show the children what is wrong and what is right? Who's gonna take the lead by putting the blood of Christ washes every sin by the minute. The sheep are blind, all because their mind is a prison. And now they're all roaming the land, saying, how did this big lie start? It's time they put their faith in him, 'cause it's gone too far. Oh, I believe he died for me and for everyone. Anything can be achieved when you count on God. Who's gonna take the lead by putting the life on the line? Who's gonna show the children what is wrong and what is right? Who's gonna take the lead? Putting the life on the line. Who's gonna show the children what is wrong and what is right? Jesus, Yeshua, by putting their life on the line. Who's gonna show the children what is wrong and what is right? He's gonna take the lead.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Amen. We are back and still having the issue with this mic here, but praise God, he'll work it out anyway. And well, that was great having Carol and Lorraine here, and I think I'm working that day, so I wouldn't be able to go to that event, but it sounds like it would be really great. Again, if you're interested and being have an interactive learning experience, you can join Stuart Aglow on January 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Pine Lake Gardens and Estates Clubhouse in Stuart. They're having a registration of $45, and you can register at aglowflorida.com. Or, again, you can call here to the station, and I can give you the information. So, yeah, we'll have Carol and Lorraine back again after the event so we can hear how it went, because I'm sure it's going to be an amazing time for all those that are involved. And so Deanne has arrived. And
good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good to have you.
Thank you.
All right. So I don't have anything today. I mean, I always have stuff every day, but but anybody seeing if you have a word or something, you can go right ahead.
You know, everybody's a leader in their own way, but it's time to reform the leadership that's taking place in the earth, because if life has no meaning, then leadership has no mission. No profit, no purpose, no progress. And so this next move is going to be very important, so that we, the body of Christ, come together and we learn what it really means to be fitly joined and framed together, because there are a lot of prophetic, intimate people. And the Bible also says, and he gave some, not all. Some are apostles, some are prophets, some are evangelists, some are pastors, and some are teachers. But however God is doing what he's doing, it's really a time of reformation. And, you know, the book of John chapter 16 says, he'll show you things to come. The book of Amos says, surely God will do nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets first. So we're in a really interesting time, because time is being compressed. And between right now and the year 2027 is a real time of the body of Christ waking up. And if we ever do anything, we're called to introduce, redefine, and usher in this next move of God. Because this next move of God is going to be introduced by, let's call it the refinement fire of Almighty God. And the refinement fire is going to redefine what's actually trying to be introduced, so that the body of Christ can literally usher in the move of God. And if you remember the story of the 10 virgins, there were 5 foolish and 5 wise, but it was the 5 wise virgins who entered into the bridegroom's chamber because they had oil in their lamps. That oil represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There's a fresh anointing, a fresh oil being poured out from heaven. As it says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, you know, repent, change your mind, change the way you think, allow the Spirit of God to come through the Word and transform and change your thought process, so the times of refreshing can come. The times of refreshing are here right now. Mark this down. Remember that you were told this, that you have a year to step into a glorious realm of God where things are being made to shift, so that the body of Christ can literally hear the word of the Lord from the mouths of God's prophets and prophetic people that will usher in a mighty move of God. But again, that fresh oil, that anointing that's coming from heaven is what will create the viscosity for you to be able to move in the realm of the Spirit and operate in whatever your gift and your calling is, because the call is what you are, but the gift is what you do. And from person to person, that moves from faith to faith and glory to glory, it's what you'll actualize. And it's, you know, remember, Ecclesiastes says, to everything under the sun, there's a time, a season, and its purpose. There are specific things that the body of Christ has been prepared to manifest, and 2027 will be. 2027?
2026?
Will be like a year of heaven.
Getting ahead of yourself.
Heaven.
After 26.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I agree with all of that. In the name of Jesus, I just finished 15 days of throne room prayer. I had mentioned that, I think, last time we were here. And it was absolutely amazing. And since the 15 days have passed, I've been awakened. I feel brand new. And I'm continuing to get up at that early hour and spend that hour with the Lord. And every day is different. And I'm talking to other ladies that were participating as well. One day the Holy Spirit will move this way, and one day he'll move that way. And we can't put God in a box, and we can't get disappointed and, oh, God didn't meet me today, I didn't feel his presence today. Every single day is fresh and new, and he can do whatever he wants to do. And we just need to show up. And that is what God is calling us to do. Show up. Return to the place of sitting and seeking and soaking and being still to listen. And I feel like 2026, we have to do away with the busyness, and we have to come into his presence. There's so many words. You know, God confirms everything. There's so many words and ministries and people saying that God is calling his body, his people, back to a place of prayer. There's too much busyness. We're too busy with all of the things going on in the world and things in our life. Those things don't matter. And God wants us back. He wants our whole heart. He is calling us back personally, and I feel very critically. It's a critical time, and we must return to the Lord. So the Lord did give me a word that I shared during that time. If I may read it, Karen. Okay, so the Lord is saying to us, I release a fresh fire of hunger and desire in your hearts and lives. He's speaking to all of us. You will be awakened and refreshed for the journey ahead. The door behind you to the wilderness is being closed as the new doors in front of you are being opened. All you need is already provided and waiting for you. When you seek me and say yes, my promises will manifest. It's all about my faithfulness and your belief. Examine your heart and you will see if I am your first love and priority. If you are running out of steam and feeling weak, it's because you're not taking enough time to sit and soak at my feet. Be like Mary, who chose the better thing, to sit, listen, and receive living water, truth, and strength. Do not be a Martha who was so busy she did not partake of what I was pouring out that day. Well, it's never too late. Start fresh today and resign that you will return to the place of humility, that you need me first before anything else. I have all the wisdom, power, and grace you need every single day, not just on occasion. Pride and independence says, oh, I got this. No, it's a lie from the father of lies, Satan, who was Lucifer and got thrown out of heaven. Be conformed to my image as you make time and put me first. Then I will send you out illuminated with my glory and presence. From the Lord.
Wow. Wow, what a great word. Praise God. You know, I was telling Sean the other day that in my prayer time on Monday, I was just asking the Lord, just talking to him, and all of a sudden it was like in the spirit I saw the Lord was standing in front of me, and I was like 3 years old.
Oh.
And I was trying to button my jacket, my overcoat. And I think about, you know, the little overcoats your parents put on, maybe like at Easter. You know, it's got like little three little buttons on the front. So I'm looking and I'm like, what is this? So I saw that I was trying to put one of the buttons on, but it was in the wrong buttonhole. And the Lord was reaching down and he was adjusting the button. As if to say, you know, stop trying to do it yourself.
Yes.
You know, allow me to dress you. Allow me to put things in order. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time to stop trying to do it yourself. And, you know, this applies in many different ways, you know, in our lives. But, you know, I just had never seen the Lord from that perspective. You know, how does he see us? And, you know, you think about, I didn't have kids, so, but I can imagine you know, the kids, well, no, I'm going to get dressed myself. You know, I'm going to put my clothes on and shoes are on the wrong feet and, you know, trying to button the jacket and just so proud that you even got the button in there, even though it's in the wrong buttonhole. But the Lord wants to dress us. And he wants to present us, you know, as the bride without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And that comes through humility. And when you humble yourself before him and just realize, you know, we can do nothing apart from him. And he wants to help us. He wants to rule and reign in our lives. He wants to bring out the best in each one of us, all those hidden treasures that we're talking about. He wants to bring it out. We cannot produce it on our own. So don't try to button your own coat. Let the Lord do it. Praise God.
You know, when you look through the Old Testament, and you know, God raised up leaders, and of course they were prophets, but two of the things that they did with the people was they always redressed the people and they prepared the people for victory. And that's what God is really doing in the earth right now. That's what we're giving birth to, is being redressed by the Spirit of God to walk in the victory, because, you know, the position of truth is we've already won the battle.
And, you know, it's just on my way in this morning, I was listening to a little clip from Hank Kuhneman, and he said the Lord gave him two words. The first word was conflict, you know, and that there's going to continue to be conflict, you know, everywhere in our lives, in the nation, whatever. But without it, and then the second word was conquest. And he said, without conflict, you cannot have a conquest. And that's what we're really fighting for, to enter in to that place in the Lord, to enter into the fullness of what he has called each one of us to do in the body. And, you know, called into the fullness of your identity in him. It's no longer about what you do. It's about who you belong to and overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Yes.
And walking upright before him in what he has given you.
Amen. I like that idea of conflict with resolution for conquest. Like that a lot.
Amen. Yeah, I thought it was great in having the resolve. You know, that's a word a lot of people maybe do not have, that internally, that resolve to just, you know, plow through and to really press in to through the conflict. I was looking at, there was a young lady that, I don't know if it wasn't the Naval Academy, it was the Army thing. Anyway, this young lady that made it through both of these trainings, and she was talking about that, she had a goal to overcome whatever was in front of her. She, you know, just having that personal goal to be able to make it through, you know, to be able to stand in the face of the adversity and all the different things, conflicts, whatever. You know, you have to have that resolve within yourself to overcome. And, yeah. Amen. Victory is here for the whole body, you know, so find your place and just keep moving in, moving on, pressing in, onward and upward.
Yeah. I'm thinking of, you know, what the Lord has been showing me in regards to Genesis 8, and it's just all summing up right now this morning with what Seen, shared, and Deanne and Karen, it's all coming together. If you think about adversity and you think about what this man, Noah, had to face every single day as he was being obedient to his God, building an ark, building this gigantic boat, and he had no idea what it was really for. When there was never any rain, any sign of that kind of water, you know. And here he is, he overcomes. These are years and years, every day building, every day sweating, exhausted, hungry, maybe even in lack. And he was so just keeping his eyes on the Lord, being in his perfect peace and trusting him, that a day will be experienced when that boat is complete, that something was going to happen and there was a purpose for that boat being built. And, you know, we know the story, but the part that I just want to just kind of like sit in is in 8:11, where he said, "This time the dove returned to him in the evening with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. Then Noah knew that the flood waters were almost gone." So today, this morning, is speaking to me in a new way. It's speaking to me that he knew, just because of that sign, he knew when that and it was a physical sign for Noah, when that dove returned with an olive branch, he knew there was life again. He knew there was a freshness again. He knew that there was a fresh oil, that it was going to be more than enough for that entering in, that new place that God established after the disaster, after the loss, after the many things that this man and his family faced. And it's so hopeful to me. I feel like even as pressing as this is, and how you're talking about conflict and conquest, but in the end, we're going to see the waters recede. In the end, we're going to have that dove, which for me is like Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit giving me this fresh oil that I'm going to need entering in this new. And I love when it says here, like, he knew the flood waters were almost gone. Those whose ears can hear what the Spirit of God is saying, and those whose eyes can see what the Spirit of God is doing, just that knowing that God is not going to leave us out, that God is going to speak to us. He's, even this morning, we need to know his voice and discern his voice and hear that voice saying, hey, the waters are receding. This is a time that we really have to know that we know that we know that we know.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Amen. Amen. The Lord was speaking to me this week, too, about the times and the seasons. And that's exactly what that's referring to. And I looked up some information on the tribe of Issachar. And I never really did any research on that. And it's talking about they were known for their wisdom and understanding of the times, producing leaders who recognize when to act in all different areas. They were seen as astute, insightful, religiously learned. They understood both the earthly and the spiritual seasons. And they did have discernment. They were counselors, and they provided crucial, timely counsel and information to align with Israel, to align with God's plan. They weren't caught off guard. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. We have to be flowing and moving in the Spirit. And it is a new day. We have to discern that. It is a new season. That song by Martha Minuzzi, it's a new season.
It's a new day.
A fresh anointing is coming our way.
It's coming our way.
Amen.
It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season. Sorry, you know, amen. She gets me with song.
But just think, you know, the emphasis for the sons of Issachar, they knew what to do.
Yes.
That's called supernatural understanding.
Correct. It was absolutely supernatural. And it was like, wow. You know, we are to be, you know, we're Spirit-filled believers. We're born again of the Spirit. We're different than them. And we should be as the sons of Issachar. We are sons and daughters, and we should be discerning the times and the seasons, and we should be getting that revelation and information and strategy and instruction and insight, all of that by the Holy Spirit. And just as the ladies were speaking of, I got here a little late because of work, but it's true. Listening and hearing, we shall have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and we shall buffet our flesh. And this is what I learned through since December 1st. It doesn't matter if I'm tired, if I don't feel good. It doesn't matter what's going on in my flesh. It doesn't matter what's going in my mind, what struggles I'm having in my family with work. None of that matters. We have to know that God is our breath, our life, our lifeline. We can't do it without him. We cannot be independent. We have to be desperate desperate for him, for a word, for a truth, for the empowerment that we need every single day. And we must return to that place. And no matter how far we've got off track, as the word said, it's never too late. God is so good. I was reading through Judges the other day. You had told me to read Judges about Deborah, the prophetess. I was reading Judges 4 and 5. How the people of Israel, they kept getting off track. They kept disobeying. They kept going back. Why? Well, I mean, if you really read all the Old Testament, it's like, what is wrong with these people? Why do they keep going back? Why don't they stay moving forward and seeking and trusting their God? They kept getting drawn back. But God, every single time when they called upon his name, where was he? He was right there waiting. If you call upon my name, he hears, he listens, and he's merciful and he's gracious. And that's where he's calling right now. He is calling all of us. He's calling us back. He's inviting us to come back. He's inviting us to return because he needs us. He needs us partnering with him. He needs us hearing from heaven and carrying out his plans during this time, for such a time as this.
Amen. You know, as I'm looking at the news and all the horrible things that are going down, you know, if you listen to the news, you're going to think that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, but God is in control.
Amen.
And if you do not know that he's in control, then you're going to sink with everybody else. And again, you know, as I'm on social media, this one particular platform that I'm on, it's everything is awful. Everything is negative. Everyone is horrible. Everybody's trying to mess you over. You know, and so this is a mindset of people, and it's a demonic spirit that's influencing people. And when you listen to those things, when you listen to the lies, then you lose hope. You know, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy your hope. But our hope is in God, our hope is in Jesus, and we know that in the end that we've already won. And, you know, just each one of us has to just get to that place to resolve yourself, to follow the Lord, and to find out what he wants you to do. If you need peace, you know, he's your peace. Mm-hmm. If you need healing, he's your healer. Everything that we need is in the Lord Jesus. And we have to pretty much ignore what the enemy, we have to ignore the lies of the enemy. Every single day, when you get thoughts coming in, horrible negative thoughts, those are planted from the enemy. And the enemy's trying to get you to hold on to those thoughts. But the word says to take every thought captive into obedience to Christ. And to pull down every, to refute every argument, theory, and reasoning, and everything that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Bring every thought captive into Christ Jesus. Amen. And just hold on to that. That's what you got to hold on to, is him and what his word says. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And you just got to stay close to him and hear what he has to say to you. Don't let the enemy suck you out into the wilderness and all these other places you don't need to be.
Amen.
Amen.
What does the Father say? He says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Son says, "Let these sayings of mine sink deep down into your heart." And the Holy Spirit says, let the one who has ears to hear expressly what I'm saying to the churches. Let's get back to the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there are mandates and there's mantles on our lives. And if we're not abiding and dwelling, there's so many scriptures regarding abiding in him, dwelling in him. And as we draw close to him, he'll draw close to us. If we're not doing that, we're not going to be receiving. We're not going to be receiving those mandates, those mantles, those assignments. We're going to miss the opportunities and the connections that he wants us to make. And I feel like what the Lord has been doing is growing our faith in this hour through all the trials and tribulations and things going on in the world. You know, he's building our faith and our trust so that to know that he's fighting the battle. As Sean said, the battles don't belong to us. He's fighting the battles, and he is faithful. So we have to believe, just believe that the breakthrough is coming. Don't grow weary. We have to cast off those cares, those worries, the burdens. We have to reject them. We have to say no. Resist the devil and he will flee. Even last night, I was having a situation in my home and I was feeling like a victim and I was feeling sorry for myself and I was started sulking. And then I'm like, no, we have to immediately recognize it. No, I am not a victim. I am the victor. I have the victory in Jesus. And God, you're my defender. You're my advocate. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to convince anyone. I don't. And we just have to know who we are. We stand. We stand as oaks of righteousness. And he said, when you've done all to stand, stand. We stand in him. You know, his kingdom, and he reminded me, my kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit. So we must live and walk and be continuously with the Holy Spirit because he reminds us of those things. And I was so grateful. It snapped me out of where that hole that the devil was taking me down. And I said, no. And I put on some worship music and I just started praising the Lord. We have that ability. We have the authority and we need to rise up and walk in that authority that Jesus purchased for us. Don't let it go to waste. Be victorious. Take authority. Rise above. We are seated with him in heavenly places in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Have that resolve to not let the enemy get a foothold. And that's how he gets a foothold, to get you start thinking and having little pity parties.
Yes, absolutely.
And things of that nature.
Give no place to the devil.
That's yes. Right.
Yes.
He's a liar. But give all of your place to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Surrender. Like I always say, when that day that I was really flustered when I first came back to the Lord, and I just remember walking into the bathroom and I'm like, it was just like I've just had enough, you know, whatever, attack the enemy. And I just said to the Lord, well, he said to me to say, no matter what I think or no matter how I feel, mm-hmm. the Lord is still the same.
Amen.
And it was like, man, that snapped me right out
yes.
of it. And when I get overwhelmed, yes. that's, I just stop and I think of that. It doesn't matter what I think or how I feel. It's, you know, so he's the stability. He's the rock.
Amen.
And he's always the same. So we can get over ourselves and our little pity parties. It's easier said than done, but that's how we exercise our faith.
Amen. Amen.
So we've got just maybe a minute or so. Anybody have any final thoughts? Nanette, pretty quiet today.
As we move into the year 2026, if you hear anything, just know that this is a real refiner's fire of a time for people to step into a glorious realm, past their flesh, into the spirit realm of God's glory, because it's what's really going to cause the body of Christ to introduce, redefine, and usher in the move of God that we're headed towards. And it looks like a real reformation of something we've never seen before. But you're going to see the oil of gladness on the body of Christ that is like providing the viscosity so all the parts, all the people can move into purpose and position to glorify and honor God.
Amen. God bless. We'll see you next week.